FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA has filed papers at the High Court in Cape Town over the proposed VAT increase in the national budget. DA Federal Chairperson Helen Zille explains the orders they are seeking.
The first is to get the process on the 1st of April that transpired in the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Finance declared null and void because they were unprocedural. Therefore, to set aside any decision they took. And the second part of Part A is to interdict a VAT increase on the 1st of May.
Zille says they are also challenging the constitutionality of a section of the VAT Act that gives the finance minister legislative powers.
The second part of these papers is to get Section 7.4 of the VAT Act declared unconstitutional because it gives the minister the power to enforce a VAT increase without taking it through Parliament and without the need to have the fiscal framework and other legislation required passed in Parliament.
At the same time, Action SA says the parties who voted against the VAT hike are not heroes.
They are the parties that know that any delay, further delay, would have meant that the 1st of May would have brought with it an increase in VAT. So they weren't being clever. In fact, they were being completely malicious. The banks are saying that VAT is going to be implemented on the 1st of May because they know. So instead of being heroes, they've actually plunged us deeper into this crisis.
The 2025 fiscal framework was adopted yesterday with support from the ANC, IFP, the Patriotic Alliance and Action SA. The DA, EFF and MK party voted against it. Action SA's Athol Trollope says voting for the VAT hike doesn't mean that they support it. He insists they wanted to avoid further delays. He says they've given the ANC 27 days to find solutions or they'll hold them accountable. Almost 12,000 alleged criminals were taken into custody during police operations across KwaZulu-Natal last month. A provincial police spokesperson, Robert Netsiunda, says the highest number of arrests was for contact crimes like murder and robbery, where over 3,800 suspects were nabbed. He adds that over 2,700 people were taken into custody for various cases of assault. Over 300 firearms and 3,000 rounds of ammunition were also recovered. Netsiunda says the operations will be stepped up this month, especially during the Easter weekend. And Hungary's government says it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. The announcement has been made ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit. The Hungarian leader Viktor Orban extended an invitation to Netanyahu last November, saying Hungary would not execute the ICC arrest warrant against him for alleged war crimes in Gaza. Netanyahu arrived in Budapest earlier today. It's his first trip to Europe since the start of Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza in 2023. The top story this hour, the DA has filed papers in the High Court in Cape Town over the proposed VAT increase in the national budget. Find more news at dcr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.